Everyone，
今天我们要来分享，是怎么样的事情影响我们得到神的救恩
？Now today we would like to share on what are the things that affect how we could receive the Lord's salvation。
好不好？我们先来读三节的圣经。
So we will first start with three verses, three passages。
马太福音第十三章。
Matthew 13。
马太福音十三章十四节到十六节
Verses 14 through 16
马太福音十三章十四节
Matthew 13 verse 14
在他们身上正应了以赛亚的预言说你们听是要听见却不明白看是要看见却不晓得
And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, Hearing you will hear, and shall not understand, and seeing you shall see and not perceive.
因为这百姓犹蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来，我就医治他们。
For the hearts of these people have grown dull, their ears are hard of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, lest they should understand with their hearts and turn, so that I should heal them.
但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了；你们的耳朵也是有福的，因为听见了。
But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear.
常有福音朋友这样讲。
Now, often gospel friends would say so.
要是能看见神的话，那么信耶稣就是一件很容易的事。
If only I could see Jesus, then believing in him will be such an easy thing.
很多年前，我在一个地方认识一个人。
Now, many years ago, I came to know a friend of mine.
他被邀请去听福音。
And he was invited to hear the gospel preaching.
那是个晚上。
And that was in the evening.
所以很多那个时候在学校里边，所以很多福音朋友都被邀请去。
Because it was on school campus, so many gospel friends were invited to the gospel outreach.
那么弟兄姊妹做了很丰盛的晚餐。
So brothers and sisters prepared such sumptuous dinner.
这个人吃完以后，为了表示自己要认真的听。
Now, this man, after he ate the meal and trying to show that he was serious in hearing the gospel,
他就选择了前排正中间就在讲员面前的一个位置坐下。
So he chose the first row right in the middle of the meeting place, right before the preacher to sit down.
结果没听多会儿就趴在那个他前面有张桌子趴在那个桌子上呼呼的大睡起来。
But not long after, because there was a table right before his seat, he simply dozed off and even snorting.
后来他告诉别人说，其实听的人和讲的人一样的辛苦。
And later on, he told others that it's actually so drudging both to the hearing and to the speaking.
但是呢，要是能够看见耶稣的话，事情就简单了。
And he said, if only I could see Jesus, then everything would become much simpler.
旁边一个基督徒就对他说，那你就给耶稣求嘛。
So a Christian right next to him said this to him, why don't you just ask Jesus?
这句话他真的听进去了。
And he really took this suggestion into his heart.
他回到家里一个人就悄悄地开始祷告。
Therefore, when he went home, quietly, he prayed to the Lord.
背着家人，因为他碍于自己的面子。
Because he wanted to save his face, so his family members did not know it.
他这样祷告竟然有两个月之久。
And he had been praying like this for 2 months consecutively.
耶稣真的向他显现，而且是连续显现了两次。
And Jesus did reveal himself to this person, and twice he showed himself.
所以他就信了。
So this person believed in him.
今天我们在这里费尽口舌告诉别人给别人传福音。
Now, today here, sometimes we have to exhaust all our words and speeches to share the gospel to others.
告诉别人说信主耶稣 有永生。
We will tell people that believe in Jesus, then you have eternal life.
这么好的事，但是很少有人相信。
But such wonderful things, still few would believe.
然后我们又告诉人说，不信耶稣，你要下地狱。
Then we tell others that if you do not believe in Jesus, you will go to hell.
我记得有一位伯父听了以后，对我说。
And I recall that one elderly person said this to me after I told him this.
他说小牛。我文化大革命都已经经过了。
And he said, little Leo, I have been through the Cultural Revolution.
我不怕死的。
The Cultural Revolution, so I'm not afraid of death.
我告诉他说，你知道吗？下地狱比死更可怕。
So I told him, do you know this? Going to hell is much frightening than death itself.
他说，你们有没有下过地狱？你怎么知道？
And he said, you have never been to hell. How do you know?
后来我就。回去以后，我就上网去买了很多关于地狱的录像带。
Therefore, when I went home, I just got on internet and I just purchased all the CDs about the hell.
然后我自己看还挺吓人的。
And when I look at them, it's really frightening to me.
然后我就跟他看，看了没有用的。
And I showed him all the DVDs and the CDs, and still it didn't work.
说真的。我们凭着我们的人在这里传福音的话
，Truly, if it's only by our own means to share the gospel，
如果没有神啊开启我们人的心
，If God did not open our hearts，
很难相信，很难得救的。
It's going to be really hard to believe and to be saved。
其实并不是今天才是这个样子。
But actually, this thing is not happening today only。
啊，在圣经里面有一个人
，In the Bible, there is this person。
他的朋友给他介绍耶稣。
When his friend introduced Jesus to him,
他根本不屑一顾。
And he didn't even bother to consider the matter.
他说拿撒勒还能出什么好的来
？So very scornfully he said, "Could anything good come out from Nazareth?"
拿撒勒就是主耶稣长大的一个偏僻的小山村。
And Nazareth is a very remote.Village where Jesus grew up.
后来耶稣见了他。
And then later on, Jesus met this person.
就讲了两句话。
Jesus only said two things.
其实你要去看圣经，你不觉得两句话有什么特别的
？And if you read those verses, you probably don't think that was much a big deal.
但这个人激动地说：“老师啊，你是神的儿子。
”And this person got all excited and saying, "Rabbi, you are the Son of God."
你是以色列的王。
You are the king of Israel.
就跟随了耶稣。
Therefore, he followed Jesus.
所以有人这样说。
Therefore, some people would say so that
人的得救乃是在乎于神的启示。
Man's salvation depends on God's revelation.
不在乎人自己的选择。
Does not depend on man's own choice.
我们今天自己想通了。
Now, today, after we have finally figured it out,
我们决定要信耶稣了。
And we decided, we want to believe in Jesus.
要是没有从神来的启示。
However, if you do not have the revelation from God,
没有对神第一手的经历的话。
However, if you do not have the first-hand experience in Him,
不一定是真的信。
It may not necessarily true that you have believed.
就算你信了，也是稀里糊涂的。
Even you believed, all things would be very sketchy, very foggy.
所以呢
，Therefore,
我就在我们中间给我们中间的一些福音朋友这样讲。
And so I just tell this to all the gospel friends among us.
要有从神来的亲身经历。
I tell them that you have to have this first-hand experience of being born again from God.
要直接给神求那个确据。
Very directly, you have to ask God for proof.
结果怎么样呢
？And then what happened?
啊，我们中间好多福音朋友，很多年了以后还是不信。
Many gospel friends among us, after so many years, they still do not believe.
曾经有一位福音朋友这样对我说。
And actually, one gospel friend once said this to me.
他其实我的要求并不高。
He said that actually my demand isn't that much.
只要神稍微点拨我一下就可以了。
If only God could just give me a hint.
我听了以后只好对他说。
After I heard this, I could only say this to him.
要么我们还是先信了再说。
How about we just believe first?
他说不行啊，这样我的良心过不去。
He said no.I can't get through my conscience in this way.
最近我就一直在思想这个问题。
So recently I have been thinking about this very matter.
究竟是什么原因啊？人怎么就是看不见神了
？What is the very reason that people cannot see God?
不能从神那里得到启示。
That people cannot receive revelation from God.
圣经明明白白、清清楚楚地告诉我们。
Since the Bible has clearly, explicitly, told us.
神乐意把他的自己启示给人。
That it pleases God to reveal himself to man.
啊，他乐意与人交往。
It is his good pleasure to have dealings with man.
这本来就是我们神创造我们人最初的目的。
Because this is the original purpose when God created man.
既然神乐意，我们人也想要的话。
Since it pleases God to do so, and we also have the desire to know Him.
为什么我们还看不见神呢？
Then why do we still cannot see Him?
如果仔细想这个问题，
But if you think it through,
还不止这些。
The question is not limited to these issues only.
圣经告诉我们，
Because the Bible teaches us that
万物都在诉说神的手段。
All things declare God's handiwork.
穹苍都在传扬他的作为。
And the firmament shows his deeds.
换句话说，就今天我们在外面的所有的事情都在一而再、再而三地告诉我们关于神的事。
To put it in another way, all the external things are telling us time and again all the things about God.
我们天天生活在这个里面，怎么就不知道了？
And every day we're living in this environment, how come we do not know it?
主耶稣在地上传福音有三年半的时间。
And the Lord Jesus preached the gospel on earth for 3.5 years.
天天面对面的跟人言传身教。
Now daily he taught people in words and deeds.
而且还行了那么多的神迹奇事。
And in addition to this, he performed so many miracles and signs.
我们能说当时人没有看见吗？
Then could we say that those people did not see all this?
他们没有听见吗？
Did they not all hear?
但知道吗？那个时候大多数在场的人就是信不来。
But do you know that the majority of those simply couldn't believe him?
主耶稣是怎么说他们的？
Then what did the Lord say about them?
你们听是要听见，却不明白。
Hearing you will hear and shall not understand.
看是要看见，却不晓得。
Seeing you will see and not perceive.
今天啊，我们大家就一起来看。
So today we would like to consider together.
为什么有的人想要看见却看不见？
Why is it some people want to see God but they cannot see Him?
有的人看见了，听见了，但是却视而不见，听而不闻。
Now why do some people actually see Him, hear Him, but they do not understand and they do not perceive?
问题的关键究竟在哪里？
So, where is the very crux of the problem?
好不好？我们就来看两段的圣经，在马太福音。刚才我们念的马太福音是三章。
So we will read two passages here, right in the very book we just read in Matthew 13.
我们从第一节开始读到第九节。
We will read from verse 1 to verse 9.
马太福音十三章第一节。
Matthew 13, verse 1.
当那一天，耶稣从房子里出来，坐在海边。
On the same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the sea.
有许多人到他那里聚集，他只得上船坐下，众人都站在岸上。
And great multitudes were gathered together to him, so that he got into a boat and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore.
他用比喻对他们讲许多道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种。
Then he spoke many things to them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went out to sow.
撒的时候有落在路旁的，飞鸟来吃尽了。
And as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them.
有落在土浅石头地上的，土气不深，发苗最快。
Some fell on stony places where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up because they had no depth of earth.
日头出来一晒，因为没有根，就干枯干了。
But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away.
有落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来，把它挤住了。
And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them.
又有落在豪土里的就结实，有一百倍的，有六十倍的，有三十倍的。
But others fell on good ground and yielded the crop, some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30.
有耳可听的就当听。
He who has ears to hear, let him hear.
我们再翻到罗马书第十章。
Now Romans chapter 10.
我们读两节圣经，从十三节到十四节。
We will read two verses. That's from verses 13 to 14.
罗马书十章十三节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 13.
因为凡求告主名的就必得救。
For whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
然而人未曾信他怎能求他呢？未曾听见他怎能信他呢？没有传道的怎能听见呢？
How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed?And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher?
这两节圣经如果你要按顺序来看的话应该是倒过来看。
If, when you study these two verses, and, it should be, the, order should be reversed.
从第十四节的最后往前看。
Actually, you should start from the very last part of verse 14 and read, forward.
先有传道的。才能听见。
Because you have to have the preacher so people could hear.
听见了就相信。
And after they hear, they believe.
相信了就祈求。
And then after they believe, they ask.
祈求就必得救。
And when they call on the Lord, the names of him, he shall be saved.
问人要看见神却看不见，问题的关键在哪里呢？
When people want to see and they cannot, so what's the very crux of the problem?
显然在于我们人的心。
It apparently lies in man's heart.
凡是得着神启示、得着神救恩的人
，He who has received the God's salvation and His revelation，
他的心在神的眼里是一块好的土壤。
His heart in God's sight is a good soil.
当福音的种子种下去以后，就能生长，就能结果。
So when the seed of the gospel is implanted, it's going to sprout, it's going to grow up.
那么什么是好的土壤呢？
Then what is this good soil?
下面我们就从人的得救的这个过程，我们来找答案。
So next, I would like to consider this from the very process of man's conversion to figure out the answer to it.
就是这个种子种下去以后，它是怎么发芽？怎么生长，怎么结果的？
That is when the seed is being planted. How does it sprout? How does it grow? How does bear crops?
第一步，人传福音，我们听见了。
The first step is when people share the gospel with us and we hear it.
有时候福音不一定是传出来的，可能是看见的。所以就是指，我想意思就是指我们外在人这个身体的感官啊接收到了。
Sometimes the gospel is not being preached in word only, and somehow is being felt, and it's saying that we have received the message through our external faculties.
就相当于种子撒下去了。
So this is similar to the very seed is now it's being implanted.
这是第一步。
And this is the first step.
第二步呢？
Now, what about the second step?
这个福音啊，进到了人的心的里面。
Now the gospel enters into man's heart.
更准确的说
，More accurately, we should say，
是指我们人的大脑或者我们人的魂。
It enters into our brain or into our soul。
那么我们的里面就对这个福音有反应。
So within us, we have a certain reaction to this gospel message。
有一种人对所听到的福音毫无反应。
Now, one type of people, when they hear this gospel, they have no response whatsoever。
甚至反感。
Even some aversion to this message.
那么就相当于这个种子被撒在路旁，飞鸟来吃尽了。
So this is equal to the case when the seed is thrown by the wayside and the birds of the air came to devour them.
相当于福音从左耳进，右耳就出来了。
It's pretty much like when you hear the gospel from your left ear and out from your right ear.
在座可能都知道，有不少人知道我们家在养鸡。
So I guess many of you sitting here know that we have been raising chickens at home.
我们常常把我们喂鸡的东西啊放在我们后院有块水泥地上。
Often we just put their food in the backyard on a slab of concrete.
啊，那个鸟飞鸟啊，那乌鸦来吃那个来抢跟鸡抢那个食物吃。
The birds and the crows would just come to fight for the food with chickens.
有时候看到那鸟吃的比那个鸡，那鸡有时候吃的懒洋洋的，有的我们就心里就挺气。
And to the point that sometimes we see the chickens seem to be so dispirited, listless.And the birds seem to eat more than they.
我们中国人可能心比较狭窄一点，因为老美还专门去买东西来喂鸟呢。
Now we Chinese probably are more narrow-minded. I know those Americans would go actually, they buy the bird food for.
但我们比较实惠，因为鸡是要给我们下蛋的，而鸟没有这个用处。
Buy the food for the chickens, and we are being more practical, so we just feed them with our family food.
那么其余的人哈、啊，他们听了福音以后，他们里面有好有感觉。
Now there is another type of people when they hear the gospel, they do have this reaction in their heart.
他们很喜欢，也被说服了，所以他们就相信了。
They love it and they're persuaded, so they believe.
啊，就相当于这个种子，因为是从上面撒下的，种子发芽总是在上面的一层土发芽的。
Now this is just like since the seed is being scattered from above down to the earth. So under the soil, there is a layer of dirt, earth.
The top layer, 就是上面那层。
The top layer of the earth.
这就是我们的魂，我们的这个大脑。
This is equal to our brain, our soul.
有的人的心呢，就这么一层浅土。
And to some, their hearts only hold this layer of shallow soil.
下面全是石头。
And beneath it is all stones.
所以这个发了芽的种子，它没办法往下长，根没办法往下长，因为下面石头嘛。
So this seed, even though it has sprouted, it cannot go down deeper because underneath is all of this pebbles.
所以太阳出来一晒，这个发芽的种子就死掉了。
So when the sun beats up on the soil, then the sprouted seed simply dies.
那相当于我们这些人当时听了很喜欢甚至相信了回到家里世界上的事情呢搅扰我们也挺烦了的时候就早就忘了不再信了。
Now, it's very much like us when we hear the message, we love it and we believe him, but when we go back home, there's so many external things bothering us and we simply forget about the message.
那么剩下的人呢
?What about the rest of people?
他不光是相信了。
Not only do they believe.
他就开始啊祈求祷告。
They also start asking, they pray.
他们想要经历神，想要看见神。
They want to experience God and they want to see God.
就相当于这个种子，它的根开始一直往下扎，往更深的土里扎。
And it's just like the very seed that now has entered the soil and starts taking root, going further down.
对于我们人来说，就是往我们内心的深处，我们的灵里面啊，要去，在那里想要见到神。
As for me, there is this this desire to go further down into our soul to know God.
这是人的第二步。
And this is the second step of the process of conversion.
Right, 得救的第二步，就是那个信主过程中的第二步。那么第三步呢
？What about the third step of believing Him?
神就在人的灵里面，人的深处来开启神，来开启人，那人就得救了。
That is in the depths of our spirit, God starts revealing Himself to us, and men are saved this way.
一个新的一个永恒的生命就从人的那个灵的深处就开始了。
Now this new eternal life has now springing up from the very depths of the soul, the spirit.
啊，这个人这就是人得救的过程。
And this is the very process of man's conversion.
也是啊，这个写这个过程的这个人呢，叫做保罗，他是圣经里边的一个基督徒。
The person who writes about this process, whose name is Paul, he is being declared in the Bible, telling us this process.
他是这样写的，他也是这样得救的。
And this is how he writes about this, and it's also exactly how he was saved.
保罗这个人，在我们人看来，他是不可能相信耶稣的。
And Paul, as to us, we would say it's impossible for him to believe in Jesus.
因为当时他是迫害基督徒、追杀基督徒，可以说是最凶狠的一个人之一。
Because in those days, he probably was one of the most furious people who persecuted Christians or killed them.
就在他要去追捕基督徒的那个路上。
Now, right on the way to the place where he wants to persecute all the Christians,
突然有大光照着他, 然后有个声音对他讲话,
all of a sudden, this great light, a voice, speaking to him, and the light was shining around him.
当时同行的人都听见了,
and all his Paul's companions heard this and saw it.
这是第一步, 福音传下来了。
Now, this is the very first step of his conversion when the gospel was preached to him.
然后只有保罗听见了，听清楚了。
However, only Paul truly understood it.
所以他立刻就相信了。Immediately
he believed.
因为他呼喊，对着那个声音呼喊说：“主啊！”
Because he cried out, called out to him, Lord.
因为只有相信，他才会呼叫那个声音是他的主。
Now, it's only after he believed that could it be possible that he would call out to the voice saying, Lord.
然后呢，他马上就开始祈求。
And right away, he asked,
他说，你是谁？
Lord, who are you?
这是第二步，他相信，然后祈求。
So this is the second step. Now he believed and he also asked.
然后那个声音就告诉他，我是耶稣。 是耶稣，并且告诉保罗将要做的事情是什么。
And the voice told him that I am Jesus, and he told him what are the things that Paul was about to accomplish for him.
这是第三步，他得到了神的启示。
So we see here, this is the first step that Paul received the revelation from God.
所以保罗就得救了。
And so Paul was saved.
而且当时他从主耶稣那儿听到的那个启示， 变成了他一生跟随主的方向，或者说意向。
And also, the very revelation that he heard from the Lord Jesus Christ now became the very direction throughout his life where he was striving to.
人得救的过程虽然分成三步，
although man's conversion, the process could be divided into three steps.
但是有的人是三步并着一步走。
Some people would combine all these three steps into one.
就像保罗，他从听到福音到他得救，很快一下就过了。Like
Paul, when he heard the gospel, to the point where he was saved, it was just very quick.
但是有的人要一步一个脚印。But
as to others, it might be one footstep, and one print of.
有可能要很长的时间，甚至第一步光是听福音就要听无数多次。
Maybe it might take a lot of time, even to listen to the message of the gospel, it would have to have him hear the message over and over again.
我们中间有个人听福音听了12年才得救的。
Among us, there is this one person who is saved after he heard the message over and over again for 12 years.
那么根据人的这个得救的过程，
Now, according to the very process of man's conversion,
可以看出好的土壤可以有两个特征。
We could see that there are two characteristics of this good soil.
第一个特征，
First,
就是有一颗相信并祈求的心。
Is that this person has this believing and asking heart.
就是我们刚才讲的那个得救过程中的第二步。
And this is the very second step of the process of a conversion we just alluded to.
也是唯一的取决于我们人。
And this is only the only step that depends on our own choice.
因为第一步是人别人传福音，别人讲什么讲得好不好，你根本没办法掌握。
Because actually the first step is that you hear the gospel preached to you, whether they preach it well or not, you have no control over it.
而第三步是神在我们的里面来启示我们，神启不启示是神的主权。
Now, as to the third step, it is the revelation from God, but whether he wants to reveal himself to you or not, it's up to his sovereignty.
而这第二步，一颗愿意相信并祈求的心，完全取决于我们。
But with regard to the second step, that is, you need to have this believing and asking heart, is totally dependent upon your own choice.
是我们的决定，我们的选择，我们也要为此负责任。
It's our decision, it's our choice, and we are held liable to this one.
而一个人心是不是好土壤，就表现在这一步。
And whether this person has this good soil in his heart, can be shown right in this very second step.
而且人能不能得救，也关键是在这一步。
And whether a person can be saved or not, also depends on this very choice.
正因为如此哈，圣经大家知道吗？圣经把人的得救过程简化成因信得救。
So because of this, so the Bible has simplified the whole.Process of our conversion into one phrase, that is justification by faith.
就是要强调我们人这部分的责任，我们这第二步。
To emphasize our responsibility in making the decision.
虽然我们刚才已经讲了，人得救啊是在乎神，必须要先启示我们。
Now, as I said before, that for us to be saved, it depends on God's.Choice to reveal himself to us.
但是我们的神非常乐意的向那些相信他，向那些向寻祈求神的人来启示他自己。
However, we know that it is a good pleasure, to reveal himself to those who believe him and also who call on him.
不相信的人，不寻求的人，绝对得不到神的启示。
Those who do not believe, those who do not seek Him, will never receive God's revelation.
这一点我们还回来再讲。
Now we will come back to this point to elaborate more on it.
所以有人这样说。
So some people say this.
要看见，必须要先相信。
To see, you have to believe first.
要看见必须要先相信。
To see.You have to believe first.
有一点我在这里要稍微说明一下。
Now, there is still one point I would like to make some further explanation to.
就是关于这个相信。
That's regarding this believing.
就是这个第二步，人心里相信并祈求。
As to the second step of the process of conversion, that you have to believe and to ask.
这个时候的相信不是我们平时间我们自以为的那种完全的相信。
The believing at the time of your conversion is not the faith we have been talking about, the complete one.
是一种信又不信的状态。
At the time of your conversion is a state of believing at the same time, disbelieving.
或者换句话说是一种信又信但是信不足的状态。
Or we could say that you do believe, however, your belief is not complete with, mixed with disbelief.
圣经里面有一位父亲。
Now, in the Bible, there was this father.
他的儿子被鬼附的，被折磨得非常痛苦。
His son was possessed by a demon and was suffering in his hand.
他来求耶稣医治他的儿子。
Now,His son was so tormented, so the father came to ask Jesus to heal his son.
耶稣对他怎么说？
So what did Jesus say to the father?
耶稣说，你若能信，在信的人，凡事都能。
If you can believe, all things are possible, with God.
这位父亲流着泪喊着说。
So the father, crying and with much tears.
我信，但是信不足，求主帮助。
I believe, Lord, help my disbelieving.
他相信，他也祈求主耶稣。
At that time, he believed the Lord Jesus, and he asked the Lord.
但他知道他有不信。
But also at the same time, he understood that he did not believe him completely.
主听到以后就医治了他的儿子。
But our Lord heard this, he still healed his son.
刚才我们讲的那位保罗。
Now the Paul was just mentioned.
他在得救的那一刻，得救前的那一刻。
The very moment before he was saved.
他对着那个声音呼喊说，主啊。
He took the very voice that spoke to him, Lord.
因为他得救了。
Now, because Paul was saved,
但他接下来说你是谁主啊你是谁
And then Paul continued to ask Lord, who are you?
显然他还不知道他信的是谁
So apparently, Paul didn't know whom he believed.
在我们刚才讲的那个撒种的比喻的里面
Now, in the very parable, we mentioned about this parable of sowers.
种子发芽是在上面那层浅土的里面
When the seed sprouts, it happens in the top shallow layer of the soil.
就是在我们的大脑的里面，我们的魂的里面。
That is in our brain in our soul.
这样的相信啊是没有根的。
This kind of faith has no root.
如果人不祈求神，没有得到神的启示的话。
However, if man does not call on to God and also ask Him to receive revelation from Him,
这样的信，圣经说是暂时的信，是会没有的。
And the Bible calls this kind of faith a temporary faith; it will soon fade away.
弟兄姊妹们，我们千万不要小看这样的信。
So, brothers and sisters, let's not belittle this kind of faith.
就是这样的信把我们带到主的启示的里面。
We are so brought into the revelation of God by this kind of faith.
现在我们就来看一个很重要的问题，刚才我们已经提过了。
However, now we're going to consider a very important issue which we mentioned before.
为什么神启示人啊，拯救人，要人先相信他，并向他祈求呢？
Now, why is it God for God to reveal Himself to men to save them? That man has to believe him first and call on him.
如果我们人不相信、不祈求，神绝对不会启示的。
If we do not believe him, we do nor do we ask him, then God will never reveal himself to us.
这个问题啊，非常重要。
Now, this issue is extremely crucial.
乃是我们讲的福音的根基，我们福音的全部。
It actually is the very foundation, the entirety of our gospel.
其实就是简单的三点。
Now, simply put, it consists of three points.
第一
First,
我们的神是完全圣洁的。
Our God is absolutely holy.
在这个完全圣洁的面前
Now, before this absolutely holy God,
不管我们人想要做什么善事，想要积什么功德、道德、美德。
No matter what man want to do, all kinds of charitable deeds, all the merits we want to accumulate for ourselves.
在这个圣洁的面前，和那些杀人放火没有两样，都是肮脏的、可丑陋的，甚至被可诅咒的。
Now before God, we are no different from all those murderers. We are as ugly, filthy, horrible before God, just as them.
原因是因为我们人在这个圣洁的面前都是罪的。
The reason is because before this holy God, we are sinners.
第二，我们的神是完全公义的。
Second point is that our God is absolutely righteous.
这个完全公义的表现。
This absolute righteousness is being shown
就是在对罪人的审判上
in God's judgment on the sinners.
不管我们接不接受，他的审判是惨绝人寰的，无与伦比的。
Whether we receive it or not, this God's judgment it simply cannot be expressed in words and is utterly horrifying.
就是下地狱。
That is to go to hell.
有的人说下地狱不是神的地狱不是神造的。
And some people would say that hell is not made by God.
想要跟神有一个台阶下似的。
He is trying to give God an excuse to get off of this thorny issue.
那是因为我们不了解神的公义，对人对对人那个的恨恶有多高多大的程度。
That is because we do not understand God's righteousness and we do not know what is the intense hatred of God towards sins.
第三点，我们神是完全慈爱的。
Now the third point is our God is absolutely loving.
这个完全慈爱的表现就在于
And the expression of his absolute loving kindness is shown in
他竟然把他自己的独生儿子耶稣给了全人类。
The fact that he has given his only begotten son Jesus to the whole mankind
来代替我们
to die in our place
代替我们
to be our substitute
有两个方面
and as to this point it's composed of two facts
第一方面他担当我们的罪代替我们死在十字架上下到地狱里去
First is that he bears our sins in our stead and he died and he went to Hades
去阴间也可以对那么另一方面呢
Now on the second point the other hand is
他从死里复活，代替我们在神的面前成为那个完全的圣洁，那个完全的公义。
He was raised from the dead, and as our substitute, he now appeared before God as our righteousness and holiness.
当我们愿意来相信这个福音的时候
，When we are willing to believe in this gospel message,
就等于是我们承认我们有罪，我们愿意悔改。
We are acknowledging that we have sinned. We are willing to repent.
我们接受耶稣为我们做的一切。
And we accept everything that Jesus has accomplished for us.
当我们这样做的时候，有一件事情发生了。
And when we do this, one thing happens.
我们这个人啊，我们不一定感觉得到，就穿上了一件非常洁白、圣洁的外衣。这件外衣就是耶稣基督。
That you may not feel this, but when we do this, that we are putting on a white holy garment, and that is Jesus.
当我们来到神的面前的时候，神看我们就已经圣洁了，已经公义了。
And then when we come before God, when God sees us, He sees us righteous and holy.
当我们这个时候再向神求的时候
And then at this moment, if we ask him,
神就可以启示我们了
Then he would reveal himself to us.
否则的话，我们要不相信耶稣来到神的面前求，神可以截杀我们，可以马上把我们刺死的。
Otherwise, if we do not believe him, and we should come before him and call on him right away, he could strike us to death.
所以
Therefore,
有一颗相信并祈求的心啊，是好土壤的第一个特征。
Therefore, the very first characteristic of this good soil is to have this believing and asking heart.
那么第二个特征呢
？What about the second characteristic?
我们来看两段的圣经。
For this, we will read two passages.
也是在刚才我们念的马太福音十三章。
Again, it's in Matthew 13, we just read.
我们从第十节到第十三节
Verse 10 to verse 13
马太福音十三章第十节
Matthew 13 verse 10
门徒近前来问耶稣说对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢
And the disciple came and said to him Why do you speak to them in parables?
耶稣回答说因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道。
He answered and said to them, "Because it has been given to you to know the mysteries of kingdom heaven, but to them it has not been given."
凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余；凡没有的，连他所有的也要夺去。
For whoever has to him more will be given, and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have even what he has will be taken away from him.
所以我用比喻对他们讲。是因他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白。
Therefore, I speak to them in parables because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand.
我们再来读一段的圣经。
And we will read another passage.
约翰福音第十四章。
John 14.
约翰福音十四章。
The Gospel according to John
14. 21节到23节。
Chapter 14, verses 21 to 23.
有了我的命二十一节有了我的命令又遵守的这人就是爱我的爱我的必蒙我父爱他我也要爱他并且要向他显现
He who has my commandments and keeps them it is he who loves me and he who loves me will be loved by my father and I will love him and manifest myself to him
犹大不是加利人犹大问耶稣说主啊为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢
？Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?"
耶稣回答说：“人若爱我，就必遵守我的道；我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。”
Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me,He will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him.
刚才我们念了这两段的圣经。
Now the passages we just read.
大家感觉怎么样
What do you take about these two passages?
大家有什么感觉？
Is there any feedback?
耶稣啊，竟然会偏心，对不对？
It sounds like the Lord play favorite.
我们的神竟然会偏心。
Our Lord play favorites and he's partial?
他偏心谁呢？
Whom is he partial to?
在我们刚才所讲的那个撒种的比喻里面，
In the parable we mentioned about the seed, the sower,
其实共有四种人。
We see four types of people.
第一种人就是他那个就是他的心就像一块石头地。
Now, first group of the people, whose heart is just like stony ground.
他听了福音没有反应，所以飞鸟来就把那个福音的种子给吃了。
They hear the gospel, they have no reaction whatsoever, and the birds of the air come to devour the seeds.
第二种人，他的心就是一层薄薄的土壤。
Now, the second group of people, whose heart is just like a very thin, shallow layer of soil in his heart.
他刚听福音的时候他觉得很好也暂时相信了但是随后因为外面的事情也搅扰他就不再信了。
When he first heard the gospel, he liked it, and he believes, and then, later on, external things come and to bother him, and then he forgets about everything.
这两种人都是没有得救的。
All these two types of people are not saved.
但是后面两种人呢却是得救的。
But the other two groups,are saved.
他们的心都有好土壤的第一个特征。
And their hearts all possess the very first characteristic of good soil.
就是他们相信并祈求神。
That is, they believe, they call on him.
但是两者有分别。
However, there is a distinction between these two groups.
其中一种就是第三种人。
Now, one of them is the third type of people among the four.
他们不能结果子。
That is, these people cannot bear fruit.
就是说他们被荆棘长出来把它挤住了所以他结不出果子来。
As though they're so crowded by the thorns that they cannot bear crops.
耶稣说那个荆棘就是世界上的思虑钱财的迷惑和肉体的欲望。
Now Jesus says that these thorns are the cares of the world, the deception of riches, and and the flesh, the desires of your flesh.
今天很多的基督徒。
Now today, there are so many Christians.
神我们是相信了。
Yes, we do believe in God.
我们也有了永生了。
And also we have eternal life.
但是世界和金钱名誉我们也一样都不愿意少。
But we do not want to have any less of the world, the fame, the money.
有人可能这样想。
And so some people would think this way.
世界是神造的。
Since the world is created by God,
我们享受神的创造也是神自己愿意的。
If we enjoy all the creation of God, then this is God's good pleasure.
有什么不对呢？
Is there anything wrong?
圣经是怎么说的呢？
Then what does the Bible speak on this?
不要爱世界和世界上的事。
Do not love the world and the things of the world.
人若爱世界，爱神的心就没有了。
He who loves the world, the love of God does not abide in him.
关键就在于这个爱字。
So the very pivot point of the whole thing, what matters is this love.
所以好土壤的第二个特征就是有一颗爱神的心。
Therefore, the second characteristic of this good soil is to love God.
虽然我们都知道神爱世界上所有的人。
Although we do know that God loves everyone in the world.
所以他才把他自己的儿子赐给他们就是我们。
And that's why he has given them, that's us, his only begotten son.
凡是愿意相信的相信他的
Whoever believes in him,
都不至于灭亡反得永
生。Will not perish, but have eternal life.
神毫无疑问神爱世界上所有的人。
No doubt that our God loves all in the world.
你不信他，他都爱你。
Even though you do not believe him, he still loves you.
但是神只喜悦那些爱他的。
However, God only takes delight in those who love him.
神只亲近那些亲近神的人。
And God only draws himself to those who draw near to him.
这些门徒啊，他们不光是相信了耶稣。
So after all these disciples, not only did they believe in Jesus,
他们放下了世界上的一切，来跟随耶稣，做耶稣的门徒。
But also they forsook every earthly things to follow him to be his disciples.
所以耶稣偏心他们。
Therefore, the Lord played favorites.
把天国的奥秘启示给他们。
And then the Lord revealed the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven to them.
而且应许说，将来有一天，主耶稣上了天以后，上天以后还要回来与他们同住，向他们显现。
And he promised that after he ascended on heaven, one day he would return and he would dwell with them.
啊，不光如此，我们更进一步来看。
Now, not only so, let's take one step further.
在刚才在撒种比喻中四种人中的最后一种人。
The very last group of the people of the parable of the sower seed.
他们都是生长结果的。
And all these people bear crops and fruits.
他们的心啊都是好土壤，他们都爱神。
Their hearts are of good soil. They all love the Lord.
但是也有分别。
However, still there is distinction here.
有的人啊，结果一百倍、六十倍、三十倍。
Some people bear fruit 30-fold, others 60, as opposed to others 100-fold.
这儿的果子不是人的能力有多大，乃是跟我们主跟主之间那个生命的连接有多深。
Now, the fruit of all these people is not about their individual strength, but it's about the depth of their intimate relationship between them and God.
是生命的果子。
This is the fruit of life.
在跟随主耶稣的十二个门徒中
，Among the 12 disciples who follow the Lord,
有三个门徒跟主特别亲近。
Three of them are especially close to the Lord.
那么在这三个门徒中呢
？And among these three,
又有一个门徒，他的名字叫约翰。可能跟主是最亲近的。
One disciple named John probably is the most is closest one to our Lord.
大家知道吗？在约翰福音里边，约翰在约翰自己写的约翰福音的里面，他一而再再而三的写说，主所爱的那个门徒就是指他自己。
Now in the book of John, which was written by John himself, he time again addressed himself as the disciple, the one whom the Lord loved.
言外之意，他可能是主最喜欢的。
As though he's saying there is this overture that he is the most beloved one of the Lord.
我曾经看到一个汽车那个 bumper sticker， 就汽车后面的 bumper sticker， 中文我不知道怎么，就是那个贴在后车尾上的一个标语哈。
Now at one time I saw this bumper sticker on the back of the car.
啊，那时候我们家里人一起到教会的路上都看见了。
We saw that because that happened when we were on the way to church.
这个 bumper sticker 它是这样写的。
And the bumper sticker goes like this.
Jesus loves everyone, but I am his favorite.
Jesus loves everyone, but I'm his favorite.
啊，就是主耶稣爱所有的人，但是他最爱我，他最喜欢我。
Jesus loves everyone, but I'm his favorite.
啊，我当时看了以后，我特别想去买一个同样的，要是我看见，因为我觉得我也是他的最爱的。
When I saw that, I just wanted to buy another bumper sticker like this because I know I'm also his favorite.
但是我们知道吗？神从来不偏待人的。
However, do you know that God is never partial?
爱神越深的人，往往为主受苦也是越深。
He who loves the Lord most also is the one who suffers most for him.
约翰活得最久，是不是？在门徒中，他是活得最久的。
Isn't among all of Jesus' disciples, John was the one who lived longest?
他的受苦也最久。
However, his suffering endures longest also.
但他讲述神的爱也是最深的。
But then, when he talked about God's love, it's the deepest.
神把全宇宙、全人类最终的结局也给启示了，给了约翰。约翰最后把它写下来，变成圣经最后一本书《启示录》。
God even showed John the very end of the whole universe, and John wrote this down, and this is the last book of the Bible, Revelation.
当然，我们知道没有一个人，不管他是谁，能够把神的爱全部包罗起来的。
Of course, we know nobody, no matter who is able to contain all of God's love.
除非我们所有的人都把神给我们的那个爱加在一起，我们才真正能够明白神的爱是如何的长阔、 高深。
Only when we put together all the love that God has given to each individual one, could it be possible for us to actually understand how wide, how long, how deep, how high His love is.
正因为如此，圣经里面有很多很多爱主的人，他们的故事是那样的感人。
Now it is just because of this, so in the Bible we see all the accounts of the people who love the Lord. Their stories are so moving.
光是爱主的玛利亚就有好几个。
Now just about this Mary who loved the Lord, we have several ones.
其中有一个叫做抹大拉的玛利亚。
Now, one of the Marys who loved the Lord is called Mary of Magdalene.
两个星期前，我们正好查到这个姊妹。
Now, 2 weeks ago, at our Bible study, we just studied about her.
星期五晚上的查经啊。
At the Friday night Bible study.
有个姐妹分享，我觉得她分享的非常好。
And one sister shared on this passage, and I think she did such a wonderful job.
她说这个抹大拉的玛利亚其实信心。并不怎么样。
She said that as to the faith of Mary Magdalene, it wasn't really that much impressive.
有时候我觉得姊妹看姊妹一针见血啊。
And sometimes I realize that when a sister looks at a sister, and the viewpoint seems right to the point.
但是毫无疑问，我们都承认玛利亚她非常爱主。
But no doubt, we all confess this Mary.Did love the Lord.
尽管这个爱是在那层前途的里面，
even though,
是在人的，是在他的魂里面。
Even though her love might stay in the shallow earth in her soul.
耶稣在被钉十字架死了以后，别人把他埋在坟墓里面。
Now after the Lord was crucified, when people bury him in the tomb.
第三天早上，天还没有亮。这个玛利亚就迫不及待地要上坟墓去。
On the third day before the day broke, and this Mary couldn't wait. She wanted to go to the Lord's tomb.
她看见那个坟墓是空的，主耶稣的身体不在里面。
However, she saw that the tomb was empty. The Lord's body wasn't there.
她一个人就坐在那个空坟墓的旁边，在那非常伤心地哭。
Therefore, she sat by the empty tomb. She was weeping so.Brokenheartedly.
一点都不怕。
However, she was not afraid.
我自己想象我要在那个情景，我其实挺害怕的。一个人在那个坟墓里边空空的。
And I imagined the thing. I thought it was frightening because you were sitting in an empty tomb. Nobody was there.
后来天使来告诉他耶稣复活了，他还是不信，就是要坐在那儿哭。
And then when the angel came to tell her that Jesus was risen.Still, she did not believe and sat there continuing to cry.
后来主耶稣被迫向她显现。
It seemed that the Lord was forced to show himself to her.
这个被迫是被爱感动的。
And when I say being forced, I mean that the Lord was so touched by her love.
主耶稣复活以后第一个显现的人，他还来不及上天去见自己的父，就赶快向这位玛利亚显现。
Now, this is right after Jesus was raised from the dead, and he didn't have the time to go to heaven to see his father yet. And immediately the Lord showed himself to this Mary.
主不光向他显现，还向他启示。
And not only did our Lord show himself to her, but also he revealed himself.
然后告诉玛利亚说，我们天上的那位神从此以后就成了我们和他，我们就成了我们的父亲，一下就把我们这些信主的人和那个天上的父神拉得那么近。
Now he told her that the Father in heaven is now our Father. Right in that instant, he has drawn all of us so close to him and shortened the distance.
所以越是爱主耶稣的人。越是有主的同在。
Therefore, we know that a person who loves the more he would have the Lord's presence with him.
越会被主的美丽、主的圣洁所吸引。
The more this person would be drawn by the Lord's beauty and His holiness.
就越远离这个世界、金钱的诱惑。
The more he would depart from the temptation of money from the world.
那个荆棘就不会，就不可能再挤压我们。
Therefore, that thorn would not be able to oppress us.
因为爱主的人
Because one who loves the Lord
得到一种完完全全的 无穷无尽的满足
has received this boundless, infinite gratification.
And
this is a holy satisfaction.
It's
in a heavenly realm.
It's
nothing in this world could ever bring us.
最近我们公司刚刚发奖金，就是前几天的事。
Now recently, my company just a few days ago gave out our bonuses.
我们老板把奖金递给我的时候，就看我的表情。
And when my boss gave me the bonus, he was looking at my face to see how I would react.
看到我没有什么反应，他就问我说。
When he saw me without any expression on my face, so he asked me.
他说今年不知道怎么回事，我把奖金发给所有的我下面手下的人，没有一个人有反应。
I don't know what's going on this year. Everyone to whom I gave out the bonus, none of them had any reaction.
今年的奖金比去年都多了。
Because this year's bonus is far exceeds last year's.
去年每一个人都非常高兴，还谢谢他。
And last year, everybody was so happy and thanked him for that.
他说今年怎么没有一个人说这样的话？
Why is it this year nobody said anything?
我说你知道原因吗？
Do you know? And I told him, do you know why?
因为我们在几天前，我们已经听说奖金已经存到银行里边去了，所以我们每个人都上银行账户去查了。Because
a few days ago, we were told that the bonus had been deposited into our bank, so each one of us had got on the internet to find out how much the amount was.
所以我们当时看了是高兴了一下，但是过后就没了。所以你在发奖金给我们的时候，已经是过了两三天的事情。
So at the time we saw that we were happy for a moment. Now you came to tell us 2 or 3 days later. Of course, we had no expressions as to this matter.
他说下次我一定要逼这个银行的时间。我喜欢看到你们高兴。
Next time, I love to see that you're all happy about this.
So,
I won't put the money in the bank. Now, man's satisfaction is all temporary.
Even
you're happy about something, it's transitory.
神给我们的满足是无穷无尽，是种非常圣洁的满足。
However, the satisfaction from God is simply boundless and infinite is the holy satisfaction. Maybe some of you sitting here might be thinking this.
我现在都还没有信，你就告诉我说，爱主，这要求是不是太高了？
I haven't believed yet, and you've been telling me to love him. Isn't this demand too high?
从前有一个慕道友。
Now, once there was this gospel friend who was seeking the truth.
他又年轻。 又有钱，还是当官的。He
was young, he was rich, and he was an officer.
这样的人多么令人羡慕，对不对？It's
so enviable, isn't it, to see a person like this?
他却跑来见耶稣，跪在耶稣的面前。Now
he came to see Jesus and knelt down before him.
他说，良善的老师。And
he said, that good teacher.
我当做什么才可以承受永生呢？
What should I do to inherit this life?
这是好土壤的第一个特征，对不对？
Isn't this the very first characteristic of a good soil?
他相信耶稣来求耶稣。
Because he believed in Jesus, and now he came to ask Jesus.
耶稣怎么对他说？
So what did Jesus reply?
他知道这人还没有信主啊，还没有得救啊。
You got to know this person wasn't saved yet.
你要进入永生，你若要进入永生，就当遵守诫命。他回答说。
For you to enter life, you have to keep the commandments.
他回答说，从小我就遵守了。The
young man replied, I have kept them all ever since my youth.
耶稣看着他就爱他。The
Lord looked at him, and then he loved him.
然后说，And
Jesus said,
你还缺少一件。You
still lack one thing.
变卖所有的，分给穷人，来跟从我。Sell
all your things, give them to the poor, and come and follow me.
结果这个年轻人听了脸都变了。And
upon hearing this, the young man's countenance changed.
忧忧愁愁的就走了。He
went away sorrowful.
因为爱耶稣的代价太大了，对他。Because
too great is the price to love the Lord.
知道吗？这个第二个特征，有一颗爱主的心，贯穿了我们人从听福音到得救过程中的每一步。
So do you know this is the very second characteristic of the good soil, that is to have this heart to love Him, actually run through every step of the whole process of conversion. Now, if this person does love the Lord later on, his heart, we know, must have been made ready at the beginning.
他听见福音, 其实更不在乎这个台上的人讲的怎么样。
When he hears the message, the gospel, it really doesn't matter how well the person at the pulpit presented.
有时候就一句话, 啊, 别人都不觉得没什么, 他就感动得, 啊, 感动得不得了。
Sometimes it's just by one phrase that it seems nothing to the rest of the people, but he is so deeply touched.
然后他来到神的面前向神祈求的时候，一定是认真的， 是迫切的。
And when he comes before the God to ask, it must be very serious, very earnest.
当他得到神的启示的时候，他对神的爱就爆发出来了。
And when he receives this revelation from God, right away his love for our God simply breaks out.
最后一个问题。
Now let me pose this last question to you.
不爱神的人能得救吗?
Can the one who does not love God be saved?
根据圣经,
according to the Bible,
只要你相信并祈求,
as long as you believe and call on Him,
你相信主耶稣的救赎, 啊, 并且向他祈求,
as long as you believe the Lord's redemption and call on Him,
你可以得救的,
you will be saved.
今天实际上大部分基督徒弟兄姊妹就是这样得救的。
But actually, most of the Christians are so saved in this way.
但是,
However,
如果你想要看见神的显现,
for you to see His manifestation,
得着神的启示,
for you to receive His revelation,
经历神的同在,
for you to experience His presence,
你必须要有颗爱神的心,
you must have this heart to love Him.
你必须要愿意去遵守他的命令,
you must have this heart to be willing to keep His commands, to follow Him.
但是我们信不足,
however, it's with all of us, we believe with unbelieving.
我们信,我们也信,哦,我们爱,我们也爱不足的。
But with love, our love is insufficient.
主耶稣的大门徒叫彼得,
now, there is one great disciple of the Lord.
他以为他可以信,
he thought he could believe.
所以当主耶稣在那个翻腾的海面上行走的时候, 啊, 他说, 主, 我也跟你一起行, 我也行走到你那去。
So when he saw Lord Jesus walking on the turbulent sea, he said, Lord, I want to go with you.
结果他一去走了两步就差点掉下去。
Therefore, he went out of the boat, walking on the sea, and in just two steps, he began to sink.
他呼喊说, 主啊, 救我。
So he cried out, Lord, save me.
主一把把他抓起来, 说, 你这个小性的人。
Our Lord pulled him up and saying, you of little faith.
同样这位彼得, 他以为他可以爱。
And the same Peter thought he could love.
所以在主耶稣, 啊, 在钉十字架的前, 之前,
so before our Lord was crucified,
他对主死记淡淡地说, 我宁愿去你, 我可以为你死。
He so confidently said this to Jesus, I would be willing to die for you.
但是当主耶稣被抓了以后,
but after the Lord Jesus was arrested,
他连续三次否定主,
three times he disowned our Lord.
他甚至发咒起誓的时候,
even to the point he swore an oath, saying, I do not know this man.
主耶稣复活以后,
after the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead,
我们的主知道彼得爱他,
our Lord knew that Peter loved him.
就连续三次问彼得,
so three times he asked Peter,
你爱我吗?
Do you love me?
主用的词是一个完全的爱, 主的意思就是说你能够完完全全的爱我吗?
Now the love that our Lord used is the complete love. The Lord is saying, are you able to love me entirely, completely?
彼得这个时候知道他不能,
and Peter at this moment understood he could not.
所以他回答说,
therefore he said,
他说, 我爱你, 他用的是一个那个浅浅的那层土里边的爱,
Lord, I love you, but the love that he used as the soulish love, as the very shallow layer of the soil.
主再一次问他说, 你能够用完全的爱爱我吗?
Then our Lord asked him again, Can you love me with the complete love?
彼得还是回答说，我只能用那个混你的爱，一份浅浅的那个土你的爱爱你。
Peter once again replied, Lord, I could only love with my shallow, soulish love as though it's the shallow earth.
最后主让步了，对他说，你能够用那个爱混你的那个爱爱我吗？
Then our Lord gave in, saying, Then could you love me with the love from your soul?
彼得很忧愁，就说，主啊，你知道我就是这样爱你的。
And Peter became very sorrowful. He said, Lord, you know this is how I love you.
只要我们有一点点的信心。
Now, with just this little faith that we have.
有一点点的爱。
With this little love we possess.
尽管我们的爱，我们的信都是那样的不完全。
Even though our love, our faith are so incomplete.
但是我们的主会帮助我们。
But our Lord will help us.
好，我们就到这里，我们低头祷告。
Now we're going to conclude our sharing at this moment, and please bow your heads. Let's pray.
我们在天上的父，我们承认啊，我们的信是何等的不足，我们爱也爱不足。
Our Father in heaven, we acknowledge that our faith, our love, they are so incomplete and insufficient.
但是我们来到你的面前来向你祈求。
But we do come before your presence and we call on you.
求你帮助我们每一个人。
We ask that help each one of here.
特别是帮助在我们中间还在寻求你的。
Especially those in our midst who are still seeking you.
当他们祷告祈求的时候，你就向他们显现。
When they pray, when they ask, you show yourself to them.
并且得救。
So that they could be saved.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.